Well, I know that you've been learning about Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Yes, of course, yes. Well, Brother George told me you have some songs. Is that right? All right. Come, Brother George.
Well, we've been, as he said, learning about Jesus more and more, different aspects of his work and his desire over us. Today, or yesterday, we had about Jesus is the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the Good Shepherd. It talks about Jesus said, I am the Good Shepherd. And Jesus looked upon the multitudes and saw them as sheep without a shepherd. We need a shepherd. We need someone to lead us, to guide us, to provide for us. And the sheep, those who belong to the shepherd, they cultivate, they know his voice. They know his whistle. And they follow Jesus. They hear his voice. They don't follow the hireling. This is the thief comes to kill and to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life and abundance in the full. And so we've been endeavoring in our meetings to learn to hear the voice of Jesus, to know his presence. And we all come from different backgrounds and different experiences, but we're learning. We're learning in a measure how to hear the voice of Jesus and to know his presence and to respond to him. And so there are some songs we like, and we'd like to share them with you today. This evening, well, the first one is talks about, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul pants longeth after thee. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. And then we want to sing All in All. You are my... How does it go?
Strength when I am weak.
You are my strength when I am weak. You're the treasure that I seek. Yes. So we'd like to share these with you tonight.
Your are my strength when I am weak. You are my treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name.
that all shall know thee, from the least even unto the greatest, Lord. For you would be merciful to our unrighteousness. In our sins and iniquity, you will remember no more. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For so loving us.
Thank you.
So loving the world that all may enter in to the so great salvation.
Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Brother Philip, don't get nervous. I'm not going to preach. It's so nice to see these boys here. It brings back a lot of wonderful memories. I spent 8 years as a camper, and it was many years ago, but it seems like it was just yesterday. And I hope you'll take advantage of every moment you are here at camp. God bless you. When I attended Zion Bible Institute, now it's Zion Bible College, and the campus moved a couple of times, every graduating class had to choose a motto, a class motto, a class song, and a class scripture, among other things. I think we chose a class flower or something like that. And my Brother Nat here was our class advisor then. And it's so nice to be here with Brother Nat. He was also my music teacher. I taught me many, many courses, and it's nice to be here with Brother Nat. Anyway, I would like to read a verse. Our class motto was led by the master, and which was, you know, we had to vote for what we wanted, and I voted for that, and I'm glad that became our motto. And our class verse I'd like to read to you, Isaiah 42:16. Wonderful verse, wonderful scripture. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. And I am so glad that we chose that motto, to be led by the Master, because I have felt like my entire life I have needed to be led by the Lord. And a couple of things in this verse. It says, I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. And sometimes in our lives and in my life particularly, my path has become crooked, and things look really, really dark. And that probably happens when we get off track of following the call of God and following the will of God, and get our own agenda and our own ideas, and it can lead us astray. And I'm sure that God allows that to happen, because when things get crooked and things get dark, then he wants us to call upon him. And I think he allows that to happen so he can lead us and help us to get back on the right track again. And and that has been the case in my life, and I know that God has led me every way. Sometimes he has allowed my paths to get crooked, but I was the one at fault, and he helped get them straightened out again. Amen. Praise the Lord. And maybe you can testify of the same thing. When I a few years ago, I received a call telling me that our dear brother Eddie had, I guess it was an aneurysm or something like that, and it looked like he was going to die. And I was in shock, and I'm sure a lot of you were in shock as well. And Brother Eddie, at that time, was one of my dearest friends, and I grew up with him there in the church in Ridgewood. And I would often call him for prayer when I needed prayer. He was my go-to person for prayer. And I would call him for advice sometimes and ask him some things. And I really miss him. I miss him a lot. And I remember one time when I was on tour with my choir, I was going through some physical stuff, and I was 1,000 miles away from home. And I thought, I was afraid that I was going to wind up in the emergency room. No point in explaining everything. But the point is that I was really going through some stuff, and I was really scared. And I called Brother Eddie that night, and I was really emotional. And he could have said, yeah, that sounds pretty serious. You know, you better go see a doctor or something. But he reacted in such a calm way, and I told him, I said, you know, Brother Eddie, I said, I don't feel like God is anywhere, like he's nowhere to be found. And very calmly, he said, well, he said, a lot of us feel like that at one time or another. And he was so calm the way he responded to me that instead of getting all upset and nervous about it, I got calm as well. And that's how he reacted. And he prayed with me, prayed such a beautiful prayer. And anyway, I got through the tour and didn't have to go see a doctor. Thank God. I'm scared to death of doctors. But anyway, I was able to go to the to Brother Eddie's funeral and sang a song, and I'm going to sing the song that I sang at his funeral now. And I know that this song would have been Brother Eddie's testimony about Jesus leading us. And I just my prayer is that everyone here, including myself, will be able to say when we get to heaven that Jesus, in every phase of my life, Jesus led me all the way. I hope that will be your testimony when it comes time for the Lord to call us home. And I'd like to say it. Someday life's journey will be o'er, and I shall reach that distant shore. I'll sing while entering heaven's door. Jesus led me all the way. Yes. Jesus led me all the way. He led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down. Jesus led me all the way. Praise the Lord. And hitherto my Lord has led. Each day he guides, each step I tread. And soon in heaven it will be said, Jesus led me all the way. Jesus led me all the way. He led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down, Jesus led me all the way. Yes, Jesus, he led me all the way. He led me step by step each day. I will tell the saints and angels as I lay my burdens down, Jesus led me all the way. praise the Lord.